Well, it was just a wrong number, but it cost Gail, a girl named Gail, a bundle. Pardon me, a bundle. More than a year ago, a friend told Gail that her husband was seeing someone else and gave the Oakland, California lady what she said was the culprit's phone number. Mm. Well, Gail began calling the number at all times of the day and night, saying nothing but doing lots of heavy breathing. If she had really been calling her husband's girlfriend, maybe you could excuse it. But as it turns out, she'd been given the unlisted phone number of a complete stranger.
Yeah.
The woman tried everything to make the calls stop, including reciting the Lord's Prayer. Well, finally, after more than 250 calls, the phone company was able to trace one to Gail. Last week, a jury ordered Gail to pay the innocent stranger $2,000 in damages, and Gail will have to spend 30 days in jail for her misbehavior.
Gail in jail.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Is her husband cheating? Probably nice. Probably a loving husband.
Probably. She probably just got a little bit paranoid there. $2,000 to pay for the paranoia.
Mm. 6:58.
Good morning. 38 degrees. Scott Woodside with a continuing Tuesday, January 22nd edition of the WPGC News Magazine. Our president has beaten Ed Kennedy by a 2-1 margin in the Iowa precinct caucuses, believe it or not. And get this, former CIA Director George Bush has surprised Republican frontrunner Ronald Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
The 2,500 precinct caucuses are the first step in a lengthy selection process for Iowa's National Convention delegates, and they're the election year's first official test of strength for the candidates. Metro weather, cloudy with a chance of a little sleet or rain this morning and light rain this afternoon and early tonight, clearing later tonight, high about 49, low 27. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, windy and cold, high of around 44. Right now in the nation's capital, 38 degrees at WPGC FM and AM Morningside at 7:03.